Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you once again. First, we'd like to start off with some good news to announce that Minutes of Truth is now moving to every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. So please tune in. Today, our message will be entitled The Romans Road. What does that mean? Many times people say, do you know the Romans Road? Well, it's basically a simple method to lead someone to Jesus Christ. In other words, to present the gospel to a lost soul. And that's what we would like to cover today. All right, first off, you need to let the person know that they are a sinner. Romans 3:23 makes this clear. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let them know that that includes you, that includes them, that includes everybody. It includes all and excludes none. Let them know that they have a problem, and the problem is that they have sinned. Simply being born, they have sinned. Romans chapter 6:23 lets them know the result of this sin. Now that you sin, what are the consequences? Well, Romans 6:23 reads, for the wages of sin is death. Now, if anybody has a job, we know what wages are. Wages is something that's earned, that we've earned, something that's due us. So the Bible says, since we've sinned, we're due death. And that death there is talking about an eternal death, a separation from God. But the scripture doesn't stop there. It goes on and says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What good news that is. So even though we've sinned and we're due death, God has given us this gift, and that gift is eternal life, and we can receive it through his son. Now, most people say, well, I'm not ready to be saved. I have to get my life straight. Well, here's what Romans chapter 5:8 says to you. It says, but God commended, showed, demonstrate, sealed his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There you have it. Even though we were in our sins, Christ still hung on that cross and died on the third day, rose from the grave. Even though you were sinners, he wasn't looking where we were at, but he was looking at where we were going. So we see that he has paid the price for us. Now, how do we bring this all together? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you see, you're putting it all together. You confess the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You believe him in your heart that God raised him up from the dead that third day. And the Bible say, ye shall be saved. There you have it in a nutshell. Do you know the Romans Road? God says, always be ready to give an answer for that hope that lieth within you. Make sure you know this simple method to demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ unto a lost soul. It's just these four verses from Romans. We'll repeat real quick. Romans chapter 3:23, that shows that all have sinned. And then Romans 6:23 shows the results of our sin, but it also shows the gift of God. And then Romans 5:8 shows that even though we were sinners, Christ died for us. And then Romans chapter 10:9-10 tell you how to put it together, that you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Now go and win the world for Christ. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.